The search program for struggling middle school students is housed at the Benny Benson Secondary School, located on Anchorage's east side. The current enrollment is about 60 students. The program capacity is 75. The voluntary search program features small classes with individualized learning and progress contracts. Those elements will remain the same. What Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como says will change is a key element in the relationship between student and teacher.
I have had a long-standing concern about the high failure rate for so many kids who go into the search program, and it seemed so rigid and so arbitrary when the kids are already struggling in school.
Sam Spinella is principal of Benny Benson and will oversee the change to the new approach.
This is more deliberate a process. It takes more time. For example, if a student doesn't do what they're supposed to, a punitive response would be to either send them to the office or send them home for an out-of-school suspension or put them in an in-school suspension. Doesn't mean that we wouldn't have consequences like that, but we go through a much longer process before we get to that so that there's opportunities for the children to learn.
That learning involves more than just academics. The change is a new way of altering student behavior.
For example, a student is expected to be respectful. Well, what does respect mean? Students come from different backgrounds, from different areas, from different families, from different cultures in different ways. Respect means different things. So we need to teach them what respect is and how does respect look? How does it feel? What do you do with respect? Those kinds of things.
Other absent social skills often involve conflict resolution and dealing with frustration. Behavior and academic performance in these at-risk adolescents is often tightly intertwined. Spinella notes using positive reinforcement for emerging good behavior can demand much more staff time and patience than the existing punitive process.
Research has indicated that it takes 8 times repeated for a person or a child to learn something new. But on the other side of that, it takes almost 20 to 21 times to unlearn something that they have learned. So a lot of times these children have learned inappropriate behaviors.
Currently, the search program involves only 7th and 8th graders. It will now include 9th graders as well. Upon successfully completing the search program, students may enter a mainstream high school or opt for one of the district's alternative high schools. Spinella, who himself is new this year at Benny Benson, says the instructional refocus could produce staff changes.
We're looking at evaluating that as well, and the teachers have an opportunity to look at the program, and if they wish, they have an opportunity to interview for the program. All the staff have an opportunity to interview for the new focus of the program the way it's going to be.
Spinella has been with the district 7 years and in education over 40. He previously worked with at-risk students in New Jersey and California. Superintendent Como notes that while the move toward changing the search program began months ago, she finds last night's unanimous vote by the board particularly timely in light of the just-completed municipal election, which included 4 school board seats.
I was very excited when I heard the number of candidates that talked about dropout rates and how are we going to help these struggling students, and not a punitive approach, but one that's built on success and really recognizing that we've got to help kids feel good about themselves socially and emotionally as well as academically.
The new search program format for at-risk middle school and 9th grade students begins next fall. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.